richer than your old head. If no lies, sex in the pool, no part at the G-spot. Real gentleman, if never call again. I'm hot, fresh up out that water, I ain't even swim. Hershey got a new, where he could be a man. Man, I wouldn't shake his hand with a broke hand. I don't fear Nan, the boy Conan. Make a big drip, butt naked like she pole dance. Standing in the club on the couch. Grab a mic, then announce this.
Okay, now ladies, yeah. If you know you bad, yeah. Got your own bands, put up your hands. If you're a top knot, let me holler. Bend it over, touch your toe. Whip it out, short on, bang, roll. Slang it out, you're the bro, ho, big. Poke it out, down, shawty, you can get it. If you got some good pussy, if you got some good head on your shoulders. If you got some good pussy, if you never let a hoe be over. If you bout your check, drink more wet, know the pussy. Stay wet, I need all that. Tattoos on the back, I see all that. Yeah, I already got a man, I ain't tryna be out there.
I'm just tryna hit it by the end of the night. Lil' mama so bad and my booty so tight. When I hit it from the don't fuss, don't fight. When I put it in, don't scratch, don't bite. I'm showing up, money I'm pulling up. Liquor I'm pulling up, go get you another cup. I told her shorty what's up, told her I'm tryna cut. And then I slapped the dead on the butt.
Okay, now ladies, if you know you bad, don't need no man. Got your own bands, put up your hand. If you a top knot, let me holler. Bend it over, touch your toe. Whip it out, short on, bang roll. Slang it out, you're the bro, hope be. Poke it out, now show you can eat.
Look, really I'm just trying to break the headboard. Baby girl, you ain't gotta ask for a bed for it. Hell no, girl, I ain't scared of it. Told her I was about to go nuts, gave her heads up. First time I met the girl, she was in the club. Booty like a dice game, just shake it up. Shake, 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 like a tambourine. Break her down, put her in a break like a bag of green. Ladies, and you know you bad. Then put your hands in the air. Big booty Judy, love the way she shake it. Drop it to the floor, gon' earthquake it.
Okay, now ladies, if you know you bad. Don't need no man, got your own bands. Put up your hand, if you a top knot, bitch. Let me holler. Touch the toe, whip it out, short on, bang roll. Slang it out, you're the bro, ho, beat. Poke it out, down, shout it, you can eat it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it, do it. Do it, do it. Do it, do it.
Woo, woo, woo.
I hope you enjoyed that as much as we did here in the studio. That was A Ladies, not Hey Ladies, A Ladies, A-Y-Y Ladies featuring Tyga. That's a real popular hit right now out in the streets and in Radio Land and KMEL, Power 106, K-Day, all that great stuff. So here sitting with me is Renee Sales. Renee, tell me a little bit about your front page article in The Habit.
All right, Leah, well, thank you so much for letting me come today. I'm really excited about this new alumni mentor program. It's like totally groundbreaking for Dominican, and it's what's the coolest thing about it is that not only is it free for students and for recent graduates, but it's like online and it's connected via LinkedIn. So within like a matter of seconds, you can literally take your LinkedIn account and like push a button and you have everything already on the your alumni mentor program application.
Now that, ladies and gentlemen, that's as easy as it gets. I mean, you have no excuses.
That's right, no excuses.
No excuses, yeah. That is our motto here in the neighborhood. And also, isn't that your guys' motto? One of them at least, ladies? Isn't that one of your mottos on the basketball court? No excuses, work hard all day? That's what I'm talking about. We're highly motivated people here in the studio today in the neighborhood. Also, Renee, can you just talk about how much work goes into being a writer and an editor in The Habit? And then after that, can you tell us how rewarding it felt when you saw your piece on the front page of the newspaper?
Well, you know, I gotta tell you, as a communications major, like writing for the school newspaper, The Habit, it's just been one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had here at Dominican. And it's, I think it makes me realize just how, like, what it means to be a communications major, and just how, I mean, yeah, you're right, it does take a lot of work to get everything done that I need to do. And it's just, I mean, it was so rewarding to see this alumni mentor program on the front page of the paper, because I never thought that I would ever, you know, be featured on the front page. So it's just amazing to, it feels really good to help out a population here on campus that doesn't get represented very much.
Wow, that's great. I really do commend you and the rest of the Habit staff, writers, editors, professors, everyone who's a part of the Habit. I really do commend you, and I thank you guys for providing great literature to read monthly on campus. I mean, you guys need to pick up the Habit. We have great sections. I mean, sports sections, habitual love.
Habitual
love. That's always great. That's always great.
Well, you know, Leah, I wanted to let you know that for those people that are interested in learning more about the Alumni Mentor Program, that actually this Thursday night at 6 p.m. in the Creekside Room of Calarega is going to be the groundbreaking ceremony, where students, community members, alumni, anyone who wants to be a mentor can come and learn more about the new alumni program. So I highly recommend it. If any of you students out there, the DU students or just students that have graduated, are interested in learning more, now's the time to learn. So I'll see you there.
That's great. Thank you, Renee. Thank you so much. Remember, everybody, you are tuned into the radio station of Dominican University. This is The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose and special guests on Wednesdays. This is the Backyard Barbecue Edition. And you can catch us only 12 to 1 at radio.dominican.edu. I'm going to let you guys enjoy this next song. This is Michael Jackson in Remember the Time.
Time. Ooh,
And we're back, and we're back. I enjoyed that. I hope you guys did too. That was Michael Jackson with Remember the Time. Man, I used to love that music video. You remember the Egyptian theme with Magic Johnson as the Pharaoh and was that Iman? Yeah, Iman as his wife, and then Michael Jackson ends up stealing Iman back because that was his ex. It was a good music video. And Big Liz was one of the dancers. I remember that. She's actually a DJ in LA for actually the radio show syndicates nationwide, Steve Harvey Morning Show. And oh man, that was just a great video. But anyways, I would like to introduce you all to the San Rafael High School freshman girls basketball team. This is the Lady Dogs. How is everybody feeling today? That's what's up. Thank you for coming on to the show. Congratulations on a great season. All right, all right, all right. So I have a question for you ladies. How long have you guys been playing basketball? Oh, wait, actually, you know what? You know what? Let me introduce the ladies. How rude of me. All right. We have Katie in the building. We have Kaylee. We have Sydney. We have Reed. We have Lulu. We have Elena, and we have Emily. All right. So let me ask this question again. Let's go in clockwise rotation. So how long has everybody been playing basketball?
Since about third grade.
That's Katie.
I've been playing since third grade, too.
That's Kaylee. How about you, Em?
I think I've been playing since third grade, too.
How about you, Elena?
Fourth grade.
How about you, Lou?
Yeah, I've been playing since like third grade with all of them.
Fourth grade.
That's Reed.
Third grade, I think.
And that's Sydney. All right. So I have another question. How was the transition from middle school to high school basketball, like competition-wise? How about you, Kaylee?
Middle school basketball was like laid back. It wasn't that serious when we got in high school. But when we got to high school basketball, there's much more competition. The games were way more important, much more fun.
Okay. How about you, Katie?
High school basketball is way more competitive than middle school was. I mean, the teams are so much more aggressive, and it's a lot more fun to play.
Emily?
I think that middle school was a lot less aggressive and less competitive than high school.
I think that middle school was just more laid back, and high school was like 10 times harder and like 10 times more aggressive.
Selena? Lulu?
Honestly, I just think high school basketball was just a lot more fun, and it's just a whole different level playing, so yeah.
Okay. How about you, Reed?
I thought the high school level was more intense than the middle school, but it was fun playing with all your friends.
And Sydney?
High school was more intense, and you're playing for your like high school, so you want it really bad, so everyone's like crazy.
I respect all your responses. That's great. As far as high school basketball, in practices, did you ever like play against the older girls? How was that, Kaylee?
I think it was fun playing against older girls because if we beat them, then
Katie.
I thought playing against the older girls was fun because, especially with like a down low position, the girls were a lot bigger than you were, so it was a little more of a challenge. But you got to work hard on your moves.
Emily.
I think playing against the older girls made us more aggressive because we just wanted to beat them because they were older than us. Yeah.
I think that it was just
playing against the older girls.
Oh yeah, it was. it was just like gave us a like taste of what's gonna happen like when we're older. So I thought it was good.
Okay, Lulu.
I just liked when we would beat them. That was awesome, seeing the looks on their faces. That's the best.
True competitors in here. Reed, how about yourself?
I thought it was a good experience because we can learn a lot from them and grow as basketball players.
And Sydney?
Sydney.
tougher, and yeah, that's good to be tough.
Well, right on. Okay, look, I have another question for you guys. Do you guys have any pregame rituals?
Oh, yes, we do.
Rack City.
Yeah, we listen to Rack City.
Say word, you guys, before every game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, check this out. I got a special surprise for you ladies.
Oh, sweet.
Here's Rack City. It's Tiger Rack City. I hope everybody enjoys this.
Yeah.
Rack City. What's that on that beat? Rack City chick, rack city chick. 10, 20s and the 50s chick. 100D, VIP, no guest list. TT raw, you don't know who you with. Got my other chick hugging on my other chick. Hugging all night, nigga, we ain't sell a bit. Damn, too dope, I ain't selling it. But I'm fresher than I'm Kevin, man. Go let him in, his last king killing it. Young money, yeah, we getting rich. Get your grandma on my girl, you know what it is. Rack City chick. 10, 20s and a 50s chick. Rack City chick. 10, 20s and a 50s chick. I'm a motherfucking star. Look at the paint on the car. Too much rim, make the ride too hard. Tell that chick, hop out, walk the boulevard. I need my money pronto. Get it in the morning like Alonzo. Rondo, green got cheese like a nacho. If you ain't got no ass, wear a poncho. Head honcho, got my seat back. Staring at me, don't get bapped. Got my shirt off, the club two pack. It's two turn going up like gas. God damn, pull out my rags. Mike Jackson, yeah, I'm bad. Rat tat tat tat, tat it up in my bag. All the girls love me, you know what it is. Rack City chick. 10, 20s and a 50s chick. Rack City chick. Rack City chick. 10, 20s and a 50s chick.
Don't hunt it.
Rack City chick.
Hunt it. Don't hunt it.
Rack City chick. 10, 20s and a 50s chick. Rack City chick. 10, 20s and a 50s chick. Rack City chick. Rack City chick. Rack City chick.
And we are back. I have a special announcement. I would like to encourage you all to come out and support DU, Dominican University of California basketball, this Thursday night, because it's Play for K night at our Colin Center. That is our gymnasium. Play for K is an opportunity for a nation of coaches to raise breast cancer awareness and funds for research on the court, across campuses, in communities, and beyond. All right, so please, if you can come out, please come out and support our Lady Penguins and our Man Penguins. PSAAC will be selling pink t-shirts to raise money for the K-Yao Cancer Fund. Shirts will be on sale at lunch this week in front of C Hall. for $8 or at the door Thursday for $10. All the money raised will be sent to KYAL's Cancer Fund. If you wear your pink Play 4K shirt, that's a tongue twister. If you wear your pink Play 4K shirt to the game, admission is free. Women's game tips off at 5:30 and the men's game tips off at 7:30. I hope to see you all there. DJ Red Rose will be in the house that night. We are playing Hawaii Pacific University. Boo!
Boo!
Just playing. We're good sports. We're good sports over here. But you know what? We're going to do something special for you, neighbors. The Lady Dogs are going to take over the airwaves and just, you know, tell you guys a little bit about themselves. And one of the Lady Dogs would like to do her Elena report. So we're going to let her do it. She's going to do weather. She's going to do Kardashian news. She's going to do everything you could think of. All right, you guys. So who wants to start off with this Lady Dogs report? Or Elena, do you want to start off with the Elena report? Elena, we'll start off with the Elena report.
Okay.
Go for it, girl.
Well, it's a barn burn. It's a barn burner today in San Rafael.
Does not really feel like winter out there, does it, Elena?
Mm-mm. It is 72 degrees today. Pretty hot for winter.
What about,
And I don't know if you guys saw the card premiere, the Chloe and Lamar premiere. Best premiere ever. We had Chloe and Lamar packing up to move to Dallas for some basketball. We had Rob moving out of the house.
Yay.
And no.
What?
I love Rob.
He's too grown to be living with his...
You know, he still gets an allowance.
That's a shame. That's a shame. I'm sorry. He is too grown. That man, let me repeat, that man, not that boy, that man is over 25 years old. An allowance is not acceptable. He needs a J-O-B, like Pop said on Friday.
Well, he was on Dancing with the Stars.
They don't make money from that.
Wait, they don't?
That's not a job.
That's not a job?
A job.
No.
Oh. All right, then.
Wait, they really don't get money from
that? No. No, they don't get paid. Weird. I think the money goes to charity.
That's good.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. But what else you got? What else you got, Lena?
I
know it's a nice day outside.
It is a nice day. It feels like summer.
What do you think Kim's doing right now?
Well, Kim and Courtney just ended their season of Kim and Courtney Take New York. And Chris and Kim are actually divorced now. But that's it for the Kardashian report.
What about Justin Bieber? What is Justin Bieber doing?
Oh, Justin Bieber. He's still dating Selena Gomez, which I think he should be dating me. But that's all right.
Okay, I see you.
But that's all right. He actually has a few tattoos.
What?
Yeah, he has a bird tattoo on his hip.
Wow.
I know, and I really do not like his new haircut.
How old is he?
I think he's not two.
Said he's two?
He's actually, I'm not sure yet, but I think he's like 17. And,
What else?
Oh, yeah, he has some new songs out.
Does he really?
Mistletoe.
Oh.
Isn't
Boyz II Men in that song? Isn't Boyz II Men in that? Didn't he do that whole album with Boyz II Men?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually like that Mistletoe song.
Yeah, see, he has some good songs.
I said that song.
Haters.
That one song.
Haters on Justin Bieber.
Oh, man. Okay. You got any more juicy gossip for us, Elena?
I think that's it. Oh, no, Courtney's having another baby.
Yeah, what?
Really?
Yeah.
She's having another Mason, right?
Mm-hmm. She's preggers right now.
My Scott. My God. Okay, I believe my personal thing is about. Anybody else have any juicy news? Any juicy news? You want to shout out the San Rafael High School girls soccer team?
Oh, yeah.
How about it? Let's make our round. How about it? Who's playing soccer?
Me.
All right, who said me was Katie, Kaylee, Sydney, Reed.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
That's it. That's it.
No, but yes, hide and go seek. You can come join us for hide and go seek around Dominican.
We'll be here a lot.
We'll be here all every day.
She's not lying because she wanted me and Renee to join her last week.
Yeah. It was a party.
Like the party we had in the dance room.
Oh, yeah.
At the high school.
Yep.
That was fun.
That was a party. That was a party. Oh, but anyways, tell us about soccer, Reed.
Well, soccer is...
What month is it?
February. February. It's February through May. And we're playing teams from all over, from Justin Siena to Redwood. It's going to be a great year, soccer season. 7 freshmen on varsity this year, which is exciting.
Right.
So, yeah.
I'm excited because it'll be fun. And I'll get to play older people and they're going to push me around. But I'll be like, no.
We're not going
to
take it.
We're not going to take it.
Right. I like that attitude, lady. How about you, Kaylee? What's up?
Our first game is on Thursday. And our first game is on Thursday. And we're going to whip them.
What are you guys playing? Anonymous High School right there.
Novato.
Oh, Novato.
Novato.
These girls have had, they were telling me before the show about the basketball game against Novato. How they had this 6'2 girl, 285.
Give me a break.
She was just like crazy, y'all. I mean, she was a little, some screws were loose, what they were telling me. Man, some screws were loose up there. For instance, Katie took a charge.
Where is she?
Katie took a charge. Oh, man. Katie took a charge, right? And girl just gets upset. Her goggles fall off. You know, people who wear glasses, sometimes they wear sports goggles. Her goggles fell off. And she just like threw a little temper tantrum. She, oh, like she just like, it
she
came from deep within.
Groaning.
She started stumping. Then she bounced the ball real hard against the floor, and it was just. The story they told me, it was so funny. But like she really had a temper tantrum. But I'm sorry, Katie, the lady who took the charge, tell me about soccer this season.
Well, I'm super excited to be playing with all my friends. And it's gonna be fun. Yeah.
All right. And the hide and seek girls.
Oh, let's talk about hide and go seek.
Yeah. Wherever on campus, just be looking up in the trees, behind bushes.
Yeah,
everywhere.
In the creek. Hide in the creek. That's the place to go.
Elena gets into it.
I get it. I'm a nature person when it comes to hide and go seek.
You play some soccer?
Elena is definitely one with nature.
Oh yeah.
It's a good one.
So, ladies, do any of you have any special talents?
Ooh, well, I can touch my tongue to my nose.
Wow. And she's doing it right now for us. It's amazing. She just did it.
What can I say?
That was Lulu with her special talent. Who else has some special talents?
I can
crumb. Reed said she can.
I can kind of do that too.
Okay, Sydney and Lulu with the worm. We're gonna have to have a worm face off. Hey, I'm ready for that. Katie, what you got?
I don't know.
I heard that you were a really intelligent person.
Yes, she is.
Big time intellectual.
Is. Sure.
Yeah, she's a genius, pretty much.
Oh, and she's
for debt.
Aww. Now, Kaylee, I know you got some kind of special talent that you want to share with everybody. Can you belt the alphabet or something like that?
Belt
what?
The alphabet?
what is special talent.
What is it? We're not really sure what it is.
Oh, that we can't share. So, Emily, what's your special talent?
Yes?
I heard you can beatbox.
Yeah, I can beatbox.
She's for real.
Can you show us, please?
No, no.
Just give me she beatbox, I'll rap something over her beat.
No, I can't right now.
I'll freestyle for everybody.
She's preserving her voice right now.
I have a concert
tonight.
Yeah.
I got
a big concert tonight. Totally.
Where's that concert so we can all support?
No, I can't. I can't say the details. The private concert. For myself.
For yourself.
Elena, what you got for us?
Well, I am a jerking maniac.
That's what I'm talking about.
Jerking?
So you jerk, huh?
Yes.
Do you have any videos on YouTube of yourself jerking?
I just don't like to post them because I don't want people to be jealous of my jerk.
Oh,
yeah, obviously.
She's like, block the haters. Block the haters. The hater blockers are up. Lulu, what you got? What you got again? What you got? The worm and what else you got? Can't you crump?
I can crump. I can do a little crumping. And read, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what's going to have to happen?
What? You and Elena, Lulu and Elena, are going to have a crump jerk battle.
Oh.
I think so.
I wonder who's going to win that.
Me?
Oh, you? You?
Yes.
That's debatable, Elena. We'll see.
You guys want to know my special talent?
Yeah.
Yes.
You sure you want to know? I can freestyle my butt off.
Do it.
Freestyle.
Do it.
Y'all give me a beat. I mean, I need a beat.
And beatbox. And beatbox. Here's your chance. Ready, go. Boom.
Do you know, give me a beat?
No, I don't know what kind of beat you want.
Just any kind of beat, Emily.
No, you can play one.
I got a beat.
Okay.
This is DJ Red Rose. This beat's kinda hot right here. I'm feeling it. We in the neighborhood right now with the ladies: Renee, Katie, Kaylee, Lulu, Elena, Emily, Reed, Sydney. Did I forget somebody? Katie? I don't know. Let me start over. I just messed up, so I'm gonna end it right now, because I couldn't rhyme the name, so it's done.
It's done.
No! I totally messed up, but anyway, it's whatever. That was for your enjoyment. Look, I'm actually gonna let a real... Actually, no. What I'm gonna do right now is, do you guys remember Monica and Brandy with their song Boy Is Mine in the 90s?
No. I wasn't even born. I was.
The boy is mine. Renee, you remember that? You remember that? Well, guess what? Guess what, y'all? They got a new one out. Yeah, they got a new collaboration. This is Monica and Brandy with It All Belongs to Me. Hope you guys enjoy.
Loving you is hard. I feel like I'm about to hurt myself, and I don't wanna do it, baby. I'm loving you so hard, and the way you act ain't been no help. No, sugar. Yeah, you got it sweet, don't you? To do nothing else. You
ain't good for nothing, baby. It's like you got no heart. Cold as ice, and nothing can make you melt. No, 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 baby. Hold on a minute, baby.
Brandy and Monica, the collaborations are beautiful. Did you hear those angelic voices? I love it. I love it. But anyways, here, announcement time, event calendar for the Dominican University students. Tomorrow night, not only are we having the basketball games here on campus, we are also having ASDU is holding movie night in Fanjo at 9 p.m. Also in Fanjo at 7 p.m. is Love Yourself. This is Fanjo Student Union. This is where these events are happening. And also, Friday 24th, there's a kickback at 9 a.m. in Guzman Lecture Hall. But you can catch movie night pretty much every Thursday. And you know what? I'm going to start this song over. I want you guys to hear this. This is French Montana with Shot Caller. I hope you guys enjoy this.
Montana.
La música de Harry Fry.
Shorty got potential, I could be a sponsor. Met her backstage at a summer gym concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoe game was awesome. Tell by aura, she wanted shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I could tell by aura, she wanted shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I could tell by aura, she wanted shot call. Dippin' in the black slow, three in the back, two if you fat, pimpin' is a fact. Fresh up out the street, hop, jump to the top. I be French Montana from the block. Went solo on the app. Old white navy blue polo with the hat. I go round, round, like a thunder dragon. From the South Bronx, home of the original clap. Just another case, digging in the crate. Empty out the two, they was filling them with hate. Living life fast, gets mines on the speedboat. Smokes like Sligo. Shorty got potential, I could be a sponsor. Met the backstage at the Summer Gin concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoe game was awesome. Tell by aura, she wanted shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I could tell by aura, she wanted shot call. Wanna be with a baller.
shot caller. Could tell by all that she wanted shot caller.
Back on the scene, crispy and clean. LV logo, even on the chain. Don't be funny style with the funky, funky child. I do a Frenchy style, I let the money pal. She don't wanna talk till she seen the top out. Call me Pimp Homicide, let her jump out. Feel the texture, Rumble on Webster. Stand on my own, not who I stand next to. Can I hit it in the morning? For sure, I be pimping like proud on that. Now when the money hit the floor, pick it up,
fresh you up, tap cool. Shorty got potential, I could be a sponsor. Met the backstage at the Summer Gym concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoe game was awesome. Tell by all if she wanna shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I could tell by all if she wanna shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I could tell by all if she wanna shot call. Shorty got potential, I could be a sponsor. Met the backstage at the Summer Gym concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoe game was awesome. Tell by all if she wanna shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I could tell by all if she wanna shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I could tell by all if she wanna shot call.
Yo.
We're back.
Get up, man, get up.
So, the ladies wanna talk about this amazing show that they watch. I don't watch it, but they do. And they want to talk about The Bachelor. So fill us in. What's going on, ladies? What's going on?
Well, Hometowns just ended, and Casey B got eliminated, and she should have won this show because she was definitely the best.
She was the best person.
And now it's left to Courtney, Lindsay, and who's the other girl?
Who's the other one?
Nikki.
And she's so cute.
Yeah. Okay. So they have one more week, and they're going to Switzerland.
And the bachelor is Ben.
Yeah.
And he is from Sonoma.
Yeah.
And he lives in San Francisco.
He lives in San Francisco. Yeah. Yep, and so...
Yeah. None of these couples weeks ever work out.
Yeah, and if he picks Courtney, it's just she's just so mean. We hate her so much.
She's a little devil.
Yeah, she's horrible. What is it about the show that is awesome?
The drama.
The drama.
Her parents didn't like
it. Yeah, her parents didn't want, like, when he talked to her, I mean, him, the dad said that he wouldn't let her get, like, he wouldn't give Ben the okay to marry her.
She was definitely the best.
And also,
she was
so nice. And the mom didn't want them to move in together.
Yeah, the mom wanted her to stay in Tennessee or wherever.
Yeah.
Why?
And, like, she said that if they get married, then they can
let her fly.
Let her fly. Yep, but that's a show y'all should watch.
Best show besides Kardashian.
Oh boy.
Let's not get started on this.
If Justin Bieber had a show, would it be better than the Kardashians?
I don't know. Oh, here we go. We have a believer.
Reset. I'm not believing. I'm just saying. All right, I have a question for you ladies.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to win the slam dunk competition on Saturday? Now, let me tell you this. The four players who will appear in the Sprite Slam Dunk Competition Championship on February 25th, which is Saturday, at Amway Center in Orlando, Florida, where the All-Star Game will be held as well on Sunday, the following day. But the Slam Dunk Competition comes on TNT at 8 p.m. It includes Houston Rockets, Chase Budinger, Indiana Pacers, Paul George. That's actually a good one, too. The Utah Jazz's Jeremy Evans, and Minnesota Timberwolves' Derek Williams. Who do you think will win?
Derek Williams.
Yeah,
smart favorite choice. How about you, guys?
Wait, they're all pretty tall. They're all pretty tall.
Derek Williams, I choose Derek Williams too. I mean, he's just a beast. I mean, do you guys remember him last year from the University of Arizona? Just in college, he just dude's like the next size wise. He's like the next LeBron. He just has to expand his game, and he's gonna be probably one of the best. If they decide to rebuild the program in Minnesota, that'll be a good look for him. Or if he even comes to my Clippers, Kaylee's a Lakers fan, so I'm rubbing it in his face right now. If he comes to my Clippers, who are ranked, first place in the Pacific West Conference right now. Yes, present day, without Chauncey Billups. We don't have him for the rest of the season, but we're still doing our thing. Anyways, if Derek Williams comes to the Clippers, that would make my life. So what are you guys' favorite basketball team?
Yes,
Elena.
Well, I did like the Lakers, but now I like the Dallas Mavericks
because of Lamar.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened to Chauncey?
That's the only reason.
What happened to Chauncey Billups?
Yeah.
He pulled his Achilles, tore his Achilles.
So he's not going to be back for the whole season?
For the whole season. He's out
Who's that guy that you're talking about?
That's a very detrimental injury.
That's a really good guy.
So, Reed and Sydney, who are your favorite basketball teams?
Rack City Chick, Rack City Chick. 10, 20s, and a 50s chick.
No
guess list.
The Warriors, not really like
it. But they're
the
best.
What about?
Yeah,
God, he's a beast.
You know he's from Palo Alto.
Yeah. Went to Harvard.
You know he thought that he was gonna go to Stanford, but they said he was too small.
Wow.
He's been getting that his whole career.
He was
pretty small in high school.
He was 5'3".
Yeah. He was pretty small.
He's as tall as me.
He was as tall as me.
Oh, you haven't checked.
He's like 6'3" now. 6'4". Kaylee, who's your favorite team?
Lakers.
Why, Kaylee? Why?
That's the only reason.
Kaylee, who's your favorite team?
I don't know. I don't have.
I need my money pronto. Get it in the morning like a
I like watching all of them. I like watching college basketball.
Okay, so I love college basketball.
Cal.
All right. How about you, Emily?
I like the Warriors or Miami.
The Warriors and Miami, that's what you said?
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Miami.
Elena?
Oh, well, I already said it.
Yeah, I know. Do you have another one?
Besides
Dallas?
I love Dallas.
Is it just because of Lamar?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Oh, my God. No shame in her game. Lulu, how about yourself?
I just like the Warriors because of the Bay. Gotta stick with the Bay. But I like watching the Knicks recently just to watch Jeremy Lin because it's cool that he came from around here. First Asian American in the NBA. It's pretty cool. What?
Yao Ming was the first Asian.
Oh, no, but he wasn't Asian American.
He was just Asian.
Yeah.
Cool facts. Hold on.
Yeah, you gotta remember the American part of that.
I came out wrong. So, hey, repeat that, Lulu. Repeat that for everybody to hear.
Repeat that fact?
Yeah, that great fact.
Jeremy Lin's the first Asian American in the NBA.
Emphasis on American.
American. Asian American.
Right.
Yeah.
So, for myself, my favorite college teams for women's would have to be Dominican University.
Of course.
California. Cal Berkeley. Shout outs to Talia Caldwell. That's the home girl. She's doing her thing this season, and her freshman point guard is amazing. I mean,
Brittany.
Yeah, she's amazing. She should get Rookie of the Year. I also like Stanford, though, and I would like to see Stanford beat Baylor in the championship game this season. Yes. And, yeah, take it all the way. Why not? And for men's, I like the University of Miami. Even though they're last in the SEC, they're still a great team. And like I said before in the previous shows, they have a dominant center who's just taking over the game by shot. And let's see, who else do I like for college men? I'm not a Duke fan. I love to see Duke lose. Just because they get all the top recruits. I'm going to have to shout out Stanford Cardinal men's team. Just because I have a cousin on the team. And he's doing his thing.
Yeah.
Number 3, A. Brown. And I like Cal men's basketball team, too. I know a couple of players in that team, too. And they're doing well. So anyway, my vote for the slam dunk competition is
definitely Derrick Williams, and I'm pretty sure that he will win. Who do you guys think will win the All-Star game?
West Side.
Okay. All right. Since we're in that West Coast kind of move, let's keep this party going with WC Heisman. This is our throwback joint of the game. Throwback joint of the day. WC featuring Snoop and Nate Dogg, The Streets.
In this industry, a lot of y'all pretend to be, wanna see friends with me, and then wanna sleep with the enemy. Want some, get some, bad enough, take some. Suckers popping off, I'm about to take one. Breaks on, make done, don't want none. And just cause we talking, what you doing sleepwalking? It's not just a
all
dance,
right,
it's
neighbors.
A way of living. Now, if you're sleepwalking,
it's my time. I have to get out of here, but I would like to thank all my guests for coming in today. Renee Sales, shout outs to her for doing her thing with The Habit. And expect a newscast from her soon. And I would like to thank the San Rafael Lady Dogs, the freshman girls basketball team, and the place to be. Thank you for coming to the neighborhood today during your vacation. You didn't have to come here, but you did, and I appreciate that so much. One love to everybody. Love, peace, and soul. We're going out Don Cornelius style. Rest in peace. Y'all have a great day.